George Brown and six other men were taken prisoner by Bonnie, Prince Charlie and the Jacobites on their retreat through Kendal in 1745. In this letter, they petitioned the Jacobite governor of the castle at Carlisle for their liberty.
To the Honourable John Hamilton, Governor of the Castle of Carlisle, for His Royal Highness Charles, Prince of Wales, Regent of England, Scotland, France and Ireland. The humble petition of Lancelot Dobson, George Brown, William Bateman, John Pearson, Richard Goad, William Kendall and Isaac Wilson showeth that your poor petitioners, being rendered incapable of subsisting themselves with any necessaries of life, and a most deplorable condition, having entirely exhausted their small stock of cash left them when taken prisoners, most of which was taken from, and all from, many of them, and having neither acquaintance nor credit in this remote place from their habitations, and all of us of mean circumstances at home. Therefore, we humbly presume to beg that your honour, out of your wonted goodness and charity and general character, of your great humanity, will grant your poor petitioners and prisoners either to be at liberty or such daily relief as to your honour's great wisdom may seem most meet, and we, as in all duty bound, will ever pray.
The governor, John Hamilton, demanded payment of £500 for their release, which they weren't able to make. However, on the 31st of December, Hamilton surrendered, and the castle was retaken by the Duke of Cumberland leading the king's army. The prisoners petitioned the Duke, this time with greater success, and he granted their release and safe passage home.
To His Royal Highness the Duke of Cumberland, the humble petition of Lancelot Dobson, George Brown, William Bateman, John Pearson, Richard Goad, William Kendall, and Isaac Wilson showeth that your petitioners were taken by the rebels at Kendal on the 15th inst December and stripped of their money, shoes, and horses, etc., and marched to Carlisle in a most inhuman manner, and had no relief but from the charitable inhabitants of the city of Carlisle to this 31st instant, except 1 shilling a man. And the rebels on Saturday last, upon giving a bond of £100, pains of not returning to said jail when thereto required. Yet after such release, was advised by our friends in said city of Carlisle not to go out till your Royal Highness entered therein. Therefore, your Royal Highness's humble and poor petitioners, being faithful and loyal subjects to your royal father, and zealous well-wishers to the perpetual succession of the crown of these kingdoms in his royal and august house, do most humbly implore your royal and gracious release and protection, in order to arrive at our desired places of abode. And we, as in duty bound, will ever pray, etc.